First.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're gonna definitely need to get another.
Hard drive. I mean, there's still like 600 gigs
Not
on
the
it.
hard drive. No, we need to add the.
Oh, we need okay.
The toggle.
We need another. We need
Once
a
you figure
larger
that
toggle,
out, I
dude.
really think we should have the fourth one set up even when we don't have an interview in case Chuck wants to come over and say how much you suck, you know?
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. So what's going on, guys? We're recording on a Wednesday rather than our normal Tuesday evening. The
Yeah,
sun is
Jack
still
was
out.
too busy to make it yesterday.
Yeah, the Dodgers
So,
were in the World Series. Everything
still are, actually.
still are in the World
Are you
Series.
saying that you put the Dodgers before your sobriety?
Absolutely.
Because this is the only podcast that should come before your sobriety.
No, it goes
This will keep you
Dodgers,
sober.
softball, podcast, sobriety.
So I also watched that game, and I'm a little bit hesitant to say this, but I think I'm a bigger Dodgers fan than you.
You have lost no sleep over this.
Yeah.
Jack couldn't even watch game seven.
I couldn't watch game five, six, or seven of the
Oh, you mean the
NLCS.
games that we watched together? That Jack had to hide from his phone because
Yeah,
he's a
correct.
bitch.
I like ran home, threw my phone in another room and turned it off.
He's too scared.
I relate completely. The Kings were in three consecutive game sevens in 2014, and my friend and I had to stop watching them together because it was too intense.
A lot of people say the most magical phrase and two words in sports are game seven. Not if your team's in it. I can tell you that. If your team is in a game seven, it is too intense.
When it's your team, you want to do. I'm just going to keep talking about the Kings. What the 2012 Kings did, which was start every series out up 3-0. And you don't have to worry about shit.
That's what the Dodgers are going to do, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's claiming that the Rays are going to take them to game seven. After last night, I just don't see it. Just don't see it. I don't want to turn this into a baseball podcast, but.
All right, well, not trying to talk about baseball. I found a new TV show, you guys, that it's fucking amazing. You know, like how the league was awesome?
Correct.
So
Yeah.
it's
For like
like
the
the league.
first 3 or 4 seasons, and
But
then it got
that it's
shitty.
like kind of almost about football, like football adjacent. So I found a league-esque show
Really?
on Amazon. Do you know who Chris DiStefano is? He's
Nope.
fucking
No.
hilarious.
Why don't you just tell us what the show is?
It's called Benders,
Okay.
and they're on a Division 8 hockey team. And they bullshit and they're friends, and it's kind of like the league, and it's fucking hilarious.
They're a Division 8 hockey team?
Yeah.
Like ECHL?
So, like, 8 steps away from, like, the practice squad.
Oh, like in the minor leagues?
I don't even know if it's minor. I think it's just pickup games for, like, you know, like AYSO, but for adults.
There was a movie like that called Goon, which was fucking
Great movie, yeah.
hilarious.
I never
Yeah.
saw Goon.
You
It's
should.
a good movie,
It's
yeah.
technically based on a true story.
Really?
Yeah, there was some guy who like spent a year in like the ECHL as a goon. Like he couldn't play hockey for shit, but he racked up like I don't know, an obscene amount of penalty minutes just from getting into fights.
Yeah, he's the
Yeah.
enforcer. Did
Wait,
he?
what is, okay, I'm not familiar with hockey. What exactly is a goon?
So it's less prominent now than it used to be. But basically, you would have a guy on your team who was better at fighting on skates than he was at playing hockey. And what he would do was he would be there, like Marty McSorley, I believe, is like one of the most famous ones. And he was there to protect Wayne Gretzky. So somebody takes a headshot at Wayne Gretzky in the midst of a hockey play. McSorley goes out and fights the guy. And so it's kind of worked as a deterrent.
Yep.
And then
I
to
gotta watch more
go
hockey, dude.
forward.
Wait, so how come the goon's not really a thing anymore?
Fighting is less prominent,
Yeah, it's less encouraged.
and teams kind of realize they're like, we get to dress, what is it, 20, 18 skaters. If we waste one of those skaters on a guy who can't play hockey, we're putting ourselves at a competitive disadvantage.
Oh, same with sabermetrics on us.
Yeah, they were like, we should have a guy who,
Moneyball ruined
you
everything,
know,
man.
it's like if it's a guy who can get us 40 points or a guy who can get us 200 penalty minutes, the points help us win games.
Right.
Do either of you know how to skate, like on ice?
I've been skating since I was three.
Really? I didn't know
I
that.
played goalie until I was 13.
That's super
Yeah.
badass.
I'm not the greatest on skates, no. I like playing with balls as a kid.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
We should definitely go hit an ice rink. I
I would
can't.
destroy you, dude.
On you think you can
Yeah,
skate better
we've
than
already had this conversation
Yes,
before.
thank you. I was about
And
to.
I thoroughly restate what I say is that I would destroy you on ice.
I enjoy seeing your false confidence, but I'm going to beat you.
Oh, Zach.
I would just be skating backwards, watching both of you fall.
Yeah, that probably could happen.
As long as it's in hockey skates and not like ballerina dancing.
So not only have we had this discussion twice, it's the second time. No, it's the second time you haven't been able to figure out the word figure skates.
Yeah. Those things.
Ballerina skates. All right, on.
Welcome back to another episode of What Dad Podcast, bringing you the meeting after the meeting every week. Our mission is to bring you, the listener, questionable entertainment and talk about whatever we want. I'm Zach.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jack.
Yeah. That's because you don't have as much time as me. You were out using and straight up trapping with fentanyl.
And I didn't go to men's meetings until I had like 5 years.
Yeah, where did you go? Like, a
lot of mixed meetings where I made very shallow friends and failed at hitting on girls.
Okay.
I wish I was there to see that.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you have shallow friends? Like, that's what I'm curious about.
Well, when I tell you guys that I'm dealing with depression, you guys are understanding and there for me. And when I would tell them, I wouldn't even tell them that because I know they wouldn't give a shit because they'd be hitting on other people at the meeting.
I like to think that Zach and I make fun of you still.
Oh, yeah, you totally make fun of me. Right. But you care.
Yeah.
Like there was no level of like we got along.
You're and like strong had, acquaintances.
Yeah, strong acquaintances. And it wasn't like any level of honesty or depth.
Yeah, and I still have way more fun hitting on you two than I do.
Women?
Yeah.
Fair enough, Zach.
Count me flattered.
I'm flattered.
Flattered.
God damn it.
Also flatter if we're going that way.
Do you guys have any examples of when you just put your foot in your mouth? Or is it just me?
Yeah. No, I have a really bad one.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's go.
Oh, my God. So I walked. I had been at Beit Shuva like 6-7 months. And there was this kid who had been there for like maybe a month. And he always, you know, we were always cool with each other. And I would always fuck around and make, you know, poorly timed jokes. And I walked around the patio and he was sitting there, you know, kind of sulking by himself, not talking to anyone. So I walked up and I was like, "Hey, why do you look like your grandpa just wiped his bloody dick on your teddy bear?" And he goes, "My dad just died." I just immediately was like, "Oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry." Like,
this is your first time through or second time?
Second time.
So you're actually trying to get sober.
So it was like the actual sobriety. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, I was messing with him because I liked him. I was, you know, but yeah, then I had to like sit down, apologize. I smoked like a pack of cigarettes with him and like, you know, helped him and tried to not put my foot in my mouth anymore.
I actually have another one. I don't think I've ever told anyone this story. When I was like 20 or 19, I was in college and film school and I was on this film set. And I was on a film set with, they asked me, it was with some grad students. And it sounds so bad. Oh my God. So there was this woman that was on the set, grad student, you know, about Zach size.
So just gorgeous?
Just dead gorgeous. Just,
there's a lot to love.
Pushing.
Super way high 190s.
Say it again?
Super way high 190s.
I mean, kilos.
No, that's what my stepdad used to say because he didn't want to say that he was 250. He'd be like, "Yeah, I'm the super way high 190s.
Ah. I've been in the super way high 190s for a while.
How tall was she?
Probably about 6 foot.
Really?
Yeah, she was tall, but she was a little big.
You know, a fucking linebacker right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Oh, probably in the threes, I would assume. High twos or low threes. And we were all joking around on set one time. I think I was smoking a cigarette. And You know, it's back in the day when I used to still, like, quote Family Guy. And, like, most people kind of... Yeah. Shit like that. And one of my favorite lines was the... There's some cutaway in Family, an early Family Guy where, like... I think Peter's looking at a mime or something, and the mime is doing something, but it's like it's an illusion or something. And so Peter goes, "You're nothing but a phony," or somebody says that to Peter.
Phony. Like,
yeah. Yeah. The line is, as I recall, is like, "You're nothing but a big fat phony," right? And it was in. I was like, "You're just a phony." And she was doing something. I was like, "You're just a phony. You're nothing but a." And as I'm saying it, I hear in the back of my mind, "What the fuck are you doing?" Yeah. You know, like in the back of my mind, that's screaming at me.
You finish the sentence.
And I finish the sentence, and like the whole group goes quiet.
Yep. Did he just say that?
Yeah. And I didn't know what to do, and I just like froze, and then like the rest of the film set, like the next 4 hours, was just like quiet. So yeah, I didn't know what to say, and it was just an awkward 4 hours after that. It was just like, oh my
God. No apology? You didn't tell her?
No, I was like, I think I was high on Adderall too. So yeah. So I just, and then I would see her all the time at the film school, and I just would like, probably owe her an amends.
Yeah, you probably do.
I have no idea how to find her though.
I feel like this is one of those things that like the word around those group of people would know. Remember that time I completely humiliated that one fat chick?
Yeah, just like, be like, oh yeah, her. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I was thinking, because I have largely tried to keep my mouth shut to avoid ending up like Jack.
It's a skill I have.
But I was thinking of this one girl I dated for a couple months at Syracuse. It was a lovely girl. Didn't know I was just a raging alcoholic,
weed smoker.
And
don't forget degenerate.
A degenerate weed smoker.
Weed smoker. And I was super baked, and we had just finished having sex.
Uh-huh.
And I was like super into like nature shows at the time, and like into like the weirdness of like
like
life,
like Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
And
that was a great show to watch.
I just like looked at her stone, and I was like, humans are weird looking creatures.
Oh my God, this is. Continue, sorry.
Yeah.
So she took that as.
I'm not 100% sure she heard me.
She did.
But she did break up with me.
Yeah, she 100% heard it, dude.
Not in the moment. Newsflash. Like she didn't, like, react to it. Like, she wasn't looking at me, but, like, yeah, it was bad.
It's weird looking. I'm sure she was naked too. So she was just sitting there like, this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. And I was just so baked. I was just like, humans are naked and most mammals have visible hair, man. And it was like, that was what was going on in my mind.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God. So me and my friend Molly made up this game. It's called You Look Like. And we would literally just make fun of people based off of what they look like. Pretty self-explanatory. But, like, we'd get, like, in detail on it. So, like, the best one that she ever said to me was that she goes, "You look like the kid in first period who would eat hot Cheetos
for breakfast.
We talked about this already?
You have tried to make this a thing before, yes.
Because it's really fun when you get into it. Like, whatever. But so this kid came up and he tried to play the game with us. And I told him that he looked like the first transgender Girl Scout. And he didn't understand, like, he didn't understand that he was supposed to say something mean back to me. And just, like, broke down. I was like, no, dude, like, I don't think you actually look like a transvestite.
Transgender and transvestite are two different things.
Two very whatever. Different things.
But, like, yeah. So that was another time I put my foot in my mouth. And I'm actually pretty good friends with that guy now.
So you bullied him into friendship.
Look, you know, you can't...
I'm a lot of men's
Zach's stags. Just surrounded by people who have Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
That would include us, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the best.
I am. And I just want all of you to know that.
He's the best at tripping over in softball. He's the best at... Dude,
like no other.
Like literally no one else we've ever seen playing softball.
Yeah. It's a special skill of mine. That goes on my resume.
Yeah. Under special skills, eating shit.
Not literally.
Not literally.
You should come back and play, dude.
Yeah, no. when we why? Get to play again in 2022.
Wait, is that literally the reason why you can't come back? It's because you...
No, I played two more games after that. I just have no interest in playing softball.
Why not, dude?
Not, if you want to go to the basketball court, I'd be more than happy to do that. You want to take a tennis lesson, I'm down.
Why not softball, man?
Not interested.
That pains me.
Yeah.
You want to play kickball.
I still kickball don't is basically That's, softball.
Yeah, I still don't want to do that either.
Dude, everybody loves softball.
You want to go throw the football at the beach? I'm down.
You're like the only dude I've ever met that's not down for softball.
Why are you guys both looking at me?
Because
we're disappointed.
We're shaming
in
you, dude.
Look, I don't have to like everything that you guys like. You know what I mean?
No, just this one thing.
Yeah, this is how you be part of Wet Dad Podcast. You have to play softball.
No, that it's not mutually exclusive like that.
It's a 2/3 rule.
2/3. You guys like softball? I don't.
No, you 2/3. You have to play softball.
That's not how this works.
Yeah,
that's
100% how it works.
Not how it works.
It's 2/3 votes, and all in favor of those that have to play softball. Raise your hand.
You guys have done this on. Put your goddamn hands down.
You just got 2/3, dude.
You guys have done this
2/3
on dumb other things. Like, you guys both have breadwinners. I need to find a chick on J-Date or whatever.
Why coffee J-Date? Meets bagel.
I mean.
What? It doesn't work like that.
It 100% works like that, dude.
No, it doesn't.
2/3 right here.
Yes, I understand that two people make up the 2/3 fraction of this podcast. Not going to start playing softball.
Missing out, Zach. Missing out on fun.
Fellowship.
I have plenty of fun
Frindle.
Fellowship in just... my life. In my life.
Was it the tumble? Just be honest.
No, it wasn't the tumble.
The tumble, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's the story, dude. That's your narrative. Like Clayton Kershaw has the narrative he can't
if
play in the playoffs.
If you're going to grasp at something.
Your narrative is that you won't play softball because you tumbled.
Look, first off, I was just testing gravity.
Undefeated.
Gravity's undefeated.
No, look, if you're going to grasp at straws here, it's closer to like how Anthony doesn't like to do things that he's not good at. I'm not good at softball. I'm not interested in softball. Therefore, I don't have any interest in playing softball.
The only way to get
better
is to play.
How is that grasping at straws, dude?
Well, because you're trying to say that I don't want to play because I fell one time.
It's pretty embarrassing, dude.
I've fallen lots of times. I even shared a story about how I ripped my pants open on this podcast.
That was pretty great.
I am clumsy and eat shit quite often.
I dislocated my shoulder reaching for an inhaler, so.
Yes.
You know, I get it.
Yeah. So, actually, I am curious. Would you see a 24-year-old young man who's that? An MVP of the National League in baseball, pop his shoulder out celebrating, and then pop it back in, and then come in the next night.
Dude, that shit hurts so much. My shoulder does.
And then launch one into the upper deck like it's nothing.
You can bounce back from as long as you don't damage too much, you can bounce back from a dislocated shoulder as long as you can deal with the pain. Pretty much the reason you have to have surgery is because once you dislocate it, you're going to dislocate it again. So Cody Bellinger in the playoffs is like, it's just pain. It's the World Series. I'm going to fight through it and then worry about getting
everything
fixed.
Oh, dude, that dude's so stoned.
Yeah.
He's probably just, like, they probably pump him full of Vicodin, dude. Just.
I mean, Anthony, what I took away from that is that you need to put yourself in more painful situations. Literally. Like, go get a tattoo. Your pain threshold will go up and,
You probably have a high pain threshold from all the shoulder dislocations you have.
The worst
one
I had.
You know that's going to happen, you know?
Well, the other thing is I have a genetic predisposition to dislocating my shoulders.
Like, we have genetic predispositions to alcoholism.
Right. So it's like.
What, do you think you're special or something? Like.
Well, I'm just going to Zach's point of like, I'm not going to fight through the pain because I'm just going to dislocate my shoulder again. Like, that's why I have to have surgeries. Cause
hey, you'll
so
just
easy.
Get another freebie of fentanyl, dude.
I was just trying to assuage you into getting a tattoo.
That will happen eventually.
Eventually, like tomorrow?
Well, I've got taxes and IRA to do first.
Taxes?
Plus a dog adoption. I'm trying to pay my taxes a little bit ahead of time. so I don't have to
April's
pay.
April's not for another 6 months.
But as like I as like actually it says something I haven't done.
Yeah.
I've just been saving for taxes and like keeping track of my expenses, which I actually haven't done in a few months. But nice. But yeah, no, I just have everything saved.
Yeah.
30% of every paycheck.
I'd rather like chunk half of it right now and not have to worry about having to save for April because my job situation is so fluid.
Why don't you just, it's like 30% like every paycheck.
Again, my things are so fluid and inconsistent that like that hasn't really been
feasible.
I feel
like fluid and inconsistent are opposites.
That, fluid means constantly changing, inconsistent. So things,
if things were fluid, I feel like that's like more like I'm probably wrong, knowing that you write for a living.
Like a fluid situation is constantly changing.
I thought it meant like streamlined. It's like it's streamlined. Like it's.
I see where both of you are correct in this.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're both right.
Oh really? No, yeah. I mean you're the. Let's look it up.
Well, it makes sense contextually how Anthony was.
No, it totally does. But yeah. I just, my first thought is like streamlined, fluid.
Oh, streamlined recovery. Isn't that your?
I have that as a, I have that database.
Streamlined house.
All right, here we go. What
are you really looking up a goddamn definition, right, Meow?
Yeah, dude. Smoothly elegant or graceful, not settled or stable, able to flow easily.
So both.
Both of those are correct.
Non-settled or stable.
It's like flammable and inflammable, dude. No, that's actually not like that at all.
Those, it's like bi-weekly and bi-monthly. Sure. Bi-weekly is every 2 weeks, and bi-monthly is twice a month.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah. It's like OU, the University of Oklahoma. OU, the University of Oklahoma.
That would be UO.
Yeah, no, it's OU, the University of Oklahoma. Which I pointed out to every student at OU, the University of Oklahoma, when I worked at OU, the University of Oklahoma.
Wait, but isn't
what did they say?
Oklahoma University?
OU, the University of Oklahoma.
How did students respond to that? Were they just like,
they were like,
screw you.
They were like, who's this
guy? Get out of here, San Monica.
Like, who's this weird guy working at Starbucks on college campus?
You were a barista?
Technically, I was a manager, but by the time I learned the job, I had to come home because my grandpa died, so I didn't really manage much.
Nice.
It might have been a similar situation with the UA cups.
Yeah, yeah, it was exactly that. The UA cups, analysis of urinary.
Urinary analysis.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, back to my original question. Does it upset you when you see somebody do that, and you're like, well, I had to go get surgery. This kid just decked one into the upper deck.
He can also sprint to first base without pulling his hamstring or his calf, so I'm just aware he's a different animal than
I
am.
Fair enough.
Like,
I do remember that in softball.
Yeah, like, we're both human, but he's a totally different, like, on a totally different level.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember when I tried to bowl a cricket ball and pulled my hamstring.
Yes.
Yes. And then I tried to run out a pop-up and pulled my calf. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Cody Bellinger, like, pops his shoulder out and hits a home run. I can only do one of those things.
Pop your shoulder out?
Yeah.
Of the two actions, I can do one.
My arm hasn't come out of the socket in, like, 5 years.
Dude, how do all of my friends have, like, shoulder issues? The two of you, fucking Chuck, fucking Dalton, fucking my young Phil. Like,
shoulders are, like, imperfect. Like, the... To be able to give you the range of motion necessary to do so many things with your arms, you have to sacrifice stability.
Oh, no. How do all of my friends... How am I the only one that doesn't have shoulders?
Do you have knee problems?
No.
Oh, okay. Usually I find it's one or the other. Maybe it's because you're short.
Maybe.
Less range of motion.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's because you don't try hard at anything.
Okay, mister, I give up after softball, after taking a tumble.
Not interested in softball.
That's what somebody says. That's like when you're at recess on the playground.
First off,
and like somebody like fails, like you're playing flag football, two hand touch or something.
Late, first off,
yeah, first
me
off,
and
first
Anthony
off,
tried to start this 3 years ago.
Which I was on board with.
Nope, you weren't even in the conversation.
Yeah, he was.
Yet. God damn it, Anthony.
Yeah, so back to my original point. So it's like playing two-hand touch in like football in fifth grade at recess, okay?
Two-hand tackle.
Yeah, and somebody gets tackled, and they cry or something, and then they don't come back, and all the kids are like, why aren't you playing back? He's like, dude, I'm just not interested. And everyone knows in the back of their mind.
I didn't cry.
It's because you fucking got tackled and cried.
I finished the game and came back and played again after that.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, because
I distinctly remember you
narrative
making a huge deal about it, flailing your arms and running off, scuffling off the field.
See, this is the problem with you people is that the facts don't matter.
What do you mean, you people?
You know.
To quote Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. And then to quote the other guy, what do you mean, you people? I don't know.
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Booty sweat, dude. So, yeah. Points.
Jack, what
point
are you
made.
Not interested in?
We're not interested in?
Yeah.
Good question. Reality TV.
Do you want to watch reality TV?
No.
You sure?
100%.
Oh,
you seem like a total loser for not wanting to watch reality TV.
It's total trash straight into your veins. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think you really need to get behind reality TV.
No, I don't believe anything you're
and
saying.
Watch it.
I feel like you're trying to Fox News me here.
I'm trying to prove a point.
And you're trying to Fox
I'm
News me
I'm not interested in softball. You're not interested in reality TV.
Yeah, but I've never had an incident where I was on reality TV.
So you've never seen
happen.
Reality TV.
Of course, I've seen reality TV. I've seen like Survivor.
Then you're a fucking poser.
What?
And
how am I a
poser
for
not continuing something that you?
So now, you're just making a ludicrous argument based on nothing.
Okay, we're not talking about rap right now. All right.
Ludicrous speed, go.
Okay, ludicrous was a word before the rapper came around.
I'm aware.
Yeah. So, you're just pulling at straws.
My point was, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to create your own facts.
It's actually a really solid point, but
yeah.
I don't believe you.
Clint, you're bombarding me with and harassing me about softball.
Yeah, because softball is amazing and everything is good.
Because that's what Jack
sport.
Does.
Yeah.
And then your argument's just dumb and stupid and lazy. And you have to quote other people for your argument to make sense.
That's how quotes work, idiot.
No, all you do is quote people, dude. You have no original thoughts.
I feel like
whatsoever.
This is like the main thing that we have a difference of opinion on is softball. And the
there's so many other things that we have very drastic opinions on.
Also reality TV, apparently.
Yeah. You don't even like reality TV. That was the whole point.
Oh, why? Because so you're not sticking with it either.
Because
you're not good at
it. I'm not opposed to hating all of it. Like Jack is.
I never said I hated it. I just don't care for it.
You know, another thing we don't agree on is the taco truck on Venice versus the one on Lincoln in front of Whole Foods.
No, I 100% agree the one in front of Whole Foods is better.
Can I have that recording for when he
I've told
calls
you.
Me?
Quite literally, it's recorded.
But I want it for when he calls and be like, yeah, that taco truck is better. Oh, Jack is calling.
Yeah, no, I
just make that your outgoing message.
That, yeah. No, I've agreed with that. Plenty of times. Yeah. It's just a little bit out of the way. There's
so it's a minor inconvenience when we all have vehicles.
Yeah, when you have to understand, I can walk to the taco truck we go to.
No, I'm not saying like if you're gonna get tacos from your house, but I'm saying like when we plan to go get tacos, what's the difference?
It's a little bit too many people for me. There's just a lot of people there, dude.
We've literally been at the truck one by your house and there's been like just as many, if not more. And then there's people.
There's,
that
no, no,
run
there's
into.
So many people down there, dude.
You've even run.
There's at least 50 people.
What about
people
the
down.
Bikers? Bicyclists, not motorcycle riders. But, like, dude, like 25 of them showed up.
And then they left.
Yeah, that's what people do with taco trucks.
Yeah.
They didn't even order. They just went to the one.
I'm just saying, 25 is a lot more people than, like, the
yeah,
six.
That was the one time out of, I don't know how many times we've been there?
17.
There's so many.
That was, like, last week.
No, I mean 17 episodes consistently. We've gone there afterwards.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's true. No, but I 100% agree with you. The one at the taco stand.
So, and on that point, if you sound confident when you say something, people will believe it. Because I do not know. I just said 17.
Again, I don't listen to the podcast.
Our biggest endorser, everybody, Jack Shane.
Yep.
doesn't even give a shit.
I actually listened to episode 18. It was great.
It was a great episode, right?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. But yeah, no, the taco truck at the one in front of Whole Foods is great.
It's so good. We should go.
It's just out of the way. It's cash only. And I'm not really carrying cash these days. And it's a shit ton more people. Which I don't really feel comfortable with her at the moment. So.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, we should get tacos there.
Again, it's cash only. I don't have any cash.
That's an easy fix.
I'm not really carrying cash at the moment, like I just said.
Don't really want to.
I don't know why I'm repeating myself here. I've said this like three times.
I just want to get tacos there. And
why don't you just ask that instead of like being a little bitch about it and trying to manipulate your way into it?
I did just ask. I said, yeah, we should get tacos
there. That's not asking.
That's not a question.
That's not a question.
Yeah, we should get tacos there?
I didn't say it with that inflection.
Exactly. So it wasn't a question.
Yeah. Or you're not from the Valley, so either. So it's kind of confusing.
Oh my God, though, that one time we were in the Valley and we thought we were stopping at a taco truck. I don't know what that was, but that eggplant fucking pita was so good.
Ah, yes, classic Mediterranean tacos.
No, it wasn't tacos.
We thought we were stopping at
a taco truck. Oh, you
thought
it was a taco truck.
It ended up being a vegan Mediterranean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So vegan Mediterranean is okay. Vegan taco truck outside of Dodger Stadium, not so much.
Okay, hold on. We've already discussed this.
Yes.
But the difference between those two trucks is the Mediterranean vegan place that we went to wasn't selling tacos. They were just doing Mediterranean food. They had their five different things. Those are what you could
order.
Was
it vegan or was it just vegetarian?
It was vegan. Yeah. The other place was a taco truck that just didn't have any meat.
Blasphemy, dude.
Thank you. Two-thirds. All right, we have any goddamn questions this week?
No, we just answered that.
Oh,
yeah. Awesome. Again, we were doing great, guys, and then we veered off into questions here.
Would it help if we took a break while I went and moved my car?
Do you need to go move your car?
I'd do it at 5 o'clock. Move your car? 2-hour parking.
Did anybody park in front of Chuck?
Yeah, me.
That asshole.
Yeah, I always park in front of Chuck anytime I get a chance.
I park on the street. If that spot's ever open, I'm always parking there. It's superior.
Well, that's because your truck is like...
I wish it was
8,000 meters wide.
Just like this dick. Sorry.
That's being cut.
Yeah, I am not adjusting very well to like not having work. And like I have to like plan out times to go on a walk and do stuff, and like today I was gonna wake up at 6:45 because I think I have a really good productive day when I wake up at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna go on a walk and I was gonna start my day, and then last night it rolled around to be like 2 o'clock and I was like, fuck that, I'm not waking up in 4 hours.
Dude, what do you do at night?
Dude, I have no idea what I did last night. I watched a movie after you left. I cleaned the kitchen. It was 10 o'clock. I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch a couple episodes. 2 o'clock.
So you know how you get up at 6:45 on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Go to bed at 10:30.
Normally, I go to sleep by midnight, and I wake up at 6:45, and then I have a very productive day. Right. But, like, I need to just, like, start. Like, I did it on Sunday. I woke up at 8 o'clock. I went on an hour walk, and then you guys came over, and we watched football.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Sometimes you just gotta be like in the bed, in your room at least, you know. What did you watch for 4 hours?
Well, I started that new TV show that I told you.
Benders.
I was matching with some chicks on Hinge.
Like one does.
Yeah.
All right, so you're doing what the typical unemployed does.
Are you jealous? You keep on bringing this up. I feel like you're a little jealous.
No, not really.
No.
I don't enjoy getting up. I don't enjoy staying up till 2 a.m.
No, not that part. The not having to work right now.
No, because I have a steady income.
As do I.
It's not an income.
Technically, I'm just spending my savings, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the opposite of an income. That's... outgoing.
That's an outcome.
No, that's something totally different.
I still think Jack's a little bit jealous that, like, I'm not running groups and writing notes.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little burnt from it. I'm not jealous that you're sitting here
till
2 a.m. and not doing shit with your life. Even though that's not true either.
Thank you. When do we get to say on the podcast that we're, like, starting something together?
We could do it now.
Really?
Why not? Like,
when's this episode coming out?
A week? Next Friday?
I mean, I'm not known to do anything prematurely. So
especially ejaculate.
Worst problem ever. Oh my god, my life sucks.
So I don't really want to, like, you know.
I have an issue. I can't come.
I'll talk about this prematurely.
I can have sex for 2 hours straight.
Dude, my the last chick that I had over, I really. Never mind. I'm not talking about it.
Did you
bang the shit out of her?
I don't like talking about these conquests with you
conquests,
guys.
All right. Good choice of words.
Yeah. Because great choice of words.
All right, totally, Conan the Barbarian. Let's
totally,
go.
Like,
I don't like talking about it with centric. You guys because right. both of you are married. And
that,
like,
is not true.
All right. Basically married.
Okay.
And, like, it's not fun.
What do you mean it's not fun?
It's not fun.
Why not?
Being the only single guy that'll bang sleuths when all of your friends are, well, two of your main friends are married, and it's not fun.
It sounds sad. Like you're jealous, dude.
Yeah.
No, I want you guys. No, I mean, I don't want you.
You want us to bang sleuths?
You want us to compare how many sex partners we've had or something.
It's just, it's not
that
fun to
was,
talk
that was
about.
Like the second podcast, wasn't it? You, like, totally threw us off.
It's not what
you totally dropped the bomb. Like, Anthony actually did a really good job editing around it, but
oh my god,
what are we talking about?
It's my magnum opus.
Your magnum opus. You don't remember this when you were like, you asked a question of, like, what was it? Who you think has sex more often or something? Who thinks the freakiest or some shit?
Oh, Anthony. And I'm pretty sure I got that right.
Yeah, that was way back, like, early on when we were podcasting.
Oh, my God. Have you guys ever used a pocket pussy?
We talked about that last episode, and it got cut, so.
So much fun.
So it's Zach who's used it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that question. Because
you were like, I think Anthony's used it.
I think out of the three of us, you're the kinkiest and have played with the most toys.
Probably true.
Knew it. I fucking knew it. I didn't have one when we talked about it last time. Then I got one.
Yeah. So I sent when Zach turned 30 the other day, I sent him a text that said, 30-year-old killing it at life checklist. 1, no job. 2, no girlfriend. 3, balding. 4, owns a fleshlight.
That's wrong. I'm not balding. I am bald.
Then you're balding.
You're balding.
No, it's so bad. It's just considered bald.
No, dude,
no,
you're
it's not.
Just
it's balding.
Balding.
I hate you guys.
I mean, I honestly can't tell who's balding the most just because Jack has the most hair, so it makes him look like he's balding the
most. No, Zach clearly has bald and worse hairline than I do.
All right, Zach's getting a haircut this week.
You just gotta give in and buy some clippers and just use them on zero.
I'm gonna start doing
and
that.
And then
here's a question. Here's something we've never actually thought about. How have you guys handled the whole balding situation?
Not well. I joke,
like,
about it.
Here's a question.
Me.
When did you first notice?
When I was 18.
How did you first react?
Wore a hat for the next 7 years.
All right, Zach. Sorry. Come on. When did you first notice? When did somebody else first notice? And what have you guys been doing ever since? Like, what was the process of you, like?
It was pointed out to me when I was like 18 by the person cutting my hair, and I thought they were full of shit.
What'd they say?
They're like, it's starting to thin. And I was like, fuck you. No, it's not.
Did you go back to them?
No. I mean, I did for a while, but then I started to notice it. Then I tried Rogaine. That didn't work. Then
Rogaine's a fucking lie.
I used this, like, sea salt, like, it wasn't seawater, but it was sea salt mixed with water that you would spray on your hair, and it would fluff it up. And
what?
Yeah. I don't know. That worked for about 3 months. It made my hair fluffy enough that you couldn't really tell I was starting to bald. And then I got the cobra spots on the top of my head. Just two little bald patches that I couldn't cover up. And I said, there's no point in denying it anymore. Just get rid of it. And they did it with the clippers with no clipper guard. This was in April of 2018. I remember because I got fired the next day. And technically, I got laid off.
Look, Anthony, we know that you've made some interesting life choices and joined some interesting groups in the last couple of weeks. But we're going to let you go.
Yeah. And but I apparently have a very good head shape, so I've been totally at peace with it since. Because I look
really
fucking
good, head shape.
Good with no hair.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has been telling me that I'm going to go bald my entire life because my dad died by the age of 30 and was completely bald by then.
Not where you get the gene from.
You get the gene from your mother, right?
Yeah. You have to look at your mother's brother.
Oh, okay. My mother's brother's bald.
Yeah. Then you're,
My mom just had
sisters,
man.
Dad who had hair. But yeah, so she's been telling me my entire life that I'm going bald. Or that are going to go bald.
Right.
And then at 18, I finally started noticing it. So I started shaving my head or like buzz cut, you know. And then I would wear a hat, but like I wouldn't tell anyone. I've taken pills for it.
What pills?
I don't fucking remember. Some shit that I looked up. This is like fucking, you know.
Tiger penis.
12
rhino
years
horn.
Ago. But yeah, so I took pills for it. I've done minoxidil, which is the active ingredient in Rogaine, because fuck Rogaine, shit's too expensive.
I know it's in your bathroom. Is it? Do you still use it?
No, it does not work. It works for a lot of people. It works a lot better for people on their face than on their head, which makes no sense.
Like if you're trying.
Oh, I did go to a doctor to find some solutions. He said we have no solutions other than Rogaine.
Nice.
Yeah. Plugs.
Yeah, I'm not Joe Buck.
But yeah, so I've done the foam stuff that they tell you to put on there and let it sit and it smells and like no. So I just I got really into hats for a while, and then when I started getting sober, someone was like, my counselor was like, look at me versus how look at my coworkers, the way I dress, the way I present. I wear a hat, he doesn't. He dresses nicer, I don't. But they got sober around the same time, work at the same place, have the same credentials. And consistently the person that dressed nicer and didn't wear a hat was getting promoted more and more. So I started growing my hair out, and that's when I really saw how awful my hair is. It does not grow on top longer than it is right now, but the sides grow. And it's just very, it looks just oily and straight and just like, I do not have nice hair. That's just, you know, I've come to conclusion with that. So when I can afford it, I like to get my hair cut every 2 weeks. This has been about 3 weeks right now. And I need to get a haircut. And I keep it nice and tight and short. Mm-hmm. And I lie to myself and I tell myself that I enjoy haircuts as much as I can until I have to do what Anthony does.
I have to say I haven't gotten a haircut in like 18 months. I don't miss it.
Do you take a straight razor to it? Or?
No, I use clippers.
Really?
Yeah. And you just don't, you have no clipper guard on them. And so, because the way it was explained to me by the person who first shaved my head was if you use like a Bic razor or something, you kind of run the risk of getting ingrown hairs on your head. And it was like, I've got enough specks of hair throughout that like, it's not like the top of my head is totally bald and there's like hair remnants on the side. It's like, I've kind of got, like I'm not super balding on top. So if I can avoid using a Bic or something, I might as well.
There's this like fake hair tattoo people on Santa Monica Boulevard that they'll basically do like
tattoos.
A faint tattoo on your face so it looks like you constantly have a 5 o'clock stubble. That's kind of what your hair looks like, but not tattooed.
Who the fuck would do that?
They do that for your head too. I think it's called micropigmentation.
Yeah, I think this is exactly what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you've researched.
Well, I thought it was called micro-dotting, but that's apparently an LSD thing.
Yeah, micro-dots are very different.
So I discovered my hair was receding. I was about 17. And I like freaked out. And I think the first person to notice was actually my brother. Like he came down to visit us when we were living in the Caribbean. And we were in the ocean. He was like, dude, your hair is like receding. And I got really pissed off at him. Because my brother has, like, great hair. Because, like, I've always, like, all, people always love me because I have curly hair. You guys have seen old photos of me. Where I had, like, basically, like, an afro.
It was glorious.
Yes. And so, like, for me, I was very much attached to my hair. And so I realized I was balding.
But it's not attached to you.
Exactly. So, like, I was so afraid of, like, buying Rogaine. Like, an 18-year-old kid buying Rogaine. So I made my mom buy it. I was doing some research on it, I think, as most of us have done. And it was really funny. It was like, it was this blog that came up, and I was reading. It was like the solution to male pattern baldness. And I clicked on it, and it just, like, in huge bold letters on the screen, it just said, acceptance.
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
I was like, what the
you
fuck?
Assholes.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, though. It hasn't receded as quickly as I thought it would. Like, when I was 18, I thought I was going to look like completely bald by the time I was like 24.
You know, he's sorry.
Was he snoring?
Yeah. So I had a girlfriend for a long time until I was 25. And
yeah, the one you cheated on multiple times.
It was the other way around.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just an asshole.
You were just the once.
Whatever. So, you know, when you have a girlfriend or a significant other, going bald really doesn't matter as much. Because nope. They're, you know, pretend to be supportive.
Yeah, pretty much.
But now that I'm single, it bothers the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what also sucks? Is around 26, I started getting gray hairs right around my ears. Like on the sides of my head. And now I just have like a bunch of gray hairs. And I'm like, dude, I'm not even 30. I'm already fucking gray.
Yeah, that shit makes you look distinguished. Like, look at Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds probably didn't start graying until he was like 50.
Also, doesn't he have a full head of hair?
God, you had to bring that up. yeah, dude, I am not looking forward to shaving my head.
I've done it. I look fine. I have kind of a similar head shape to Anthony, I think.
Yeah. You just start growing your beard out more.
Yeah. Maybe you should put Rogaine on your cheeks, deal. Dude.
You were part of a Facebook group called Minoxidil Beard Club, so we know you tried.
How the hell do you know that?
Because you've mentioned it before.
Yeah, I tried that for like 2 months, but you have to do it consistently for 6 months, so I didn't really get any results.
Wait, why did you stop?
I have no idea.
Because you weren't getting results.
It's like, it's so annoying. Like, I'm not a woman. I don't fucking, like, prep my skin and oil and do all that. I do a lot. I put on a lot of lotion because I get really ashy elbows. And then also, like, tattoos look better with lotion on them. Yes. Dick.
So how did... I'm not going to lie. I definitely, in my first four step, I think I'm pretty positive. I put balding as a resentment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely made my list.
My sponsor is like 65 and has a full head of hair, laughed at me.
Well, and it's so weird because it's like most men, isn't it something, all those hair restoration product commercials are like two-thirds of men will start losing their hair by the time they're 35. It's like,
yeah, those piss me off.
Happens to most people.
Oh, like Bosme?
But like, it's not cool.
It's happening to 3/3 of our podcast and 3/4 of the people in this apartment.
Yeah.
I think Chuck definitely lays awake at night and he's like, I have the best head of hair.
Yeah.
I'm 12 years older than all these motherfuckers.
All the time.
And he's just like, he looks in the mirror and he's like, I'm awesome.
I honestly don't miss it that much because it was so oily. I had to like constantly take care of it.
Do you still buy shampoo for your face?
I buy shampoo I do it for the top of my head and the back of my ears.
What?
Wait, you still shampoo the non-existent hair right there?
Yeah, just to clean my head, clean my scalp.
You don't just do that with your bar soap?
No, because then your head gets all dry.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I also don't use bar soap because I have a... I have a body wash that makes me not sweat so much.
Can you elaborate
on that?
I don't know how it works. It's got like charcoal in it or something.
Wait.
Is it prescribed by a doctor?
No, it's like, it's just, it's like a body wash. And when I use it, I don't seep just obscene amounts of sweat out of my armpits.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't do that, like the armpit stain thing.
Dude, I did it when I was like a teenager. It was bad. From the time I was like 15 to like 17.
We're talking about just like a regular day without a workout, right?
Yeah. No, like, well, I also lived in the Caribbean. It was hot. But dude, I would just like sweat. It would just be like fucking like a swamp under each armpit, right? And I only wore like either a white shirt or like a black shirt to school because it was that. I was like really kind of self-conscious about it.
Let me see.
I was going to say, I used to not be able to wear gray.
And I'm not gonna lie, I was on a summer academic trip, which Zach won't even. It was actually pretty cool. We got to go to Belize for 3 weeks. Yeah,
super easy to get drugs.
Yeah, and I'll never forget. I was really worried. We were visiting a hospital, and I was really worried because it was the first day I had to wear like a nice. We had to wear a button down, or no, I wear a collared shirt. And I just wore like a polo shirt, and I was really worried because it was the first day. I was wearing something that wasn't like that could show how much I sweat.
Yeah.
And it was the most bizarre thing ever. We walked into the hospital and I just like didn't sweat. I thought it was a fluke. Thought like God had come down and just be like, I'm going to bless you for one day. and then after that, I just never sweat again. It was the weirdest thing. And like to this day, like sometimes my deodorant will make me like sweat a little bit, which is weird. I just use like Old Spice or something. And now I just don't really give a shit. Like I'll be like talking
because
to clients.
You're married, see?
Yeah, no, because you're, you know, dude, you stop giving a shit about a lot of things when you get married, dude. Yeah. Because I'll be in front of a bunch of clients, and I'll like raise my arm, I'm like, oh yeah, look at that, just like keep going. I just don't care anymore. It's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, my sweaty armpits stopped amazingly one day. So, this soap prevents you from the pit sweat.
Apparently, yeah.
Like, do you use antiperspirant? That's deodorant?
Anti what now?
Perspirant?
There we go.
One more time?
I don't even use it. There's a.
Yeah. I found the one body wash and the one antiperspirant that seemed to work for me. And I went to a doc. Like, I went to a, my primary care physician switched over a few years ago to a doctor I really didn't like, and he prescribed me something that wasn't covered by my insurance. And I was just like, you suck, doctor.
Dude, I have not had a primary physician since I was like 17. So people are like, who's your primary physician? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
So who do you go see when you go to the doctor?
Mainly the closest urgent care. I don't go to the doctor that much.
You don't get a physical every year?
No.
No, that same doctor called me obese when I weighed 20 pounds less than I do now, so I haven't gone back since.
You show him, dude. You're giving me the same look that Kara gives me when I tell her the same thing.
Well, yeah, especially because you're like married now. You'd think your wife would make you have a doctor.
My wife tries to practice her Al-Anon principles in all of her affairs.
Weird flex, but okay.
I was not a weird flex. No, I was like her. Like she knows that like there's just
are
something.
Are you at least like up to date on your flu shots and shit like that?
Yeah, I got a flu shot like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit. I need to do that.
Yeah. I will now be tracked by Bill Gates for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't think I have to do that until February.
But get a flu shot?
It's a new flu shot.
No, you should probably get the flu shot now rather than like in February.
No, but don't you have to do that shit like once a year?
It's a different flu shot every year.
Yeah, I got the one for this year already. When's the next one come out?
Next year.
Oh, sorry.
Probably around this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, you're killing it, man.
Yeah.
Your flu shot game is on point.
Look, the only reason I know I got one is because it was required by my last job.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which was when?
What?
Which was when?
Exactly.
When did you get the flu shot?
Yes.
I don't think Zach got a flu shot this year.
I don't think so either.
No, I definitely got one in 2020.
Yeah.
When in 2020?
I don't know.
So not for this year. Not for this flu season.
I'm not following.
Flu season runs from like, I don't know.
November to like
February, March.
Maybe
March.
I need another flu shot.
Yeah. Maybe I redact my statement. Your flu shot game is not on point.
I know I got tested for TB. And then I had like a regular physical a few months ago. You know, where they grab your balls, tell you to cough, and then tell you you're fat?
They didn't do the first two with me. I got gypped.
What?
They just told me I was fat.
Dude, I've never been more thankful that my doctor is an old man, that I'm not gay and not attracted to men. Because, like, I hear stories of people going...
Okay, sorry, sorry. What are you grateful for? The fact that your doctor's an old man.
And
that
I'm
not. Or the fact that you're gay and the fact that he's not gay. And the fact that you're not attracted.
I think he's grateful for the fact that he didn't get a boner when his doctor touched his
balls. Dude, are you 14?
Dude, I've heard so many people be like, dude, I had the hottest chick grab my balls and I was so nervous getting a boner. That sounds so embarrassing. Like, being in a doctor medical setting.
Dude, she's a professional. She's seen more dicks
than you have. And you've seen so many
dicks. And you've seen so many dicks, dude. For being straight, you've seen a lot of dicks, dude.
Yeah. So I doubt you two have ever thought of this next question proposal, but you know how, like, at 40, you're supposed to get prostate exam?
I thought it was, like, 50.
I think 40, yeah.
Well, 40 is the prostate exam, and 50 is the...
colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy, yeah.
Are you guys going to make the classic dad joke?
Which is?
Aren't you going to take me out to dinner first before you fuck me?
Why would I say that to a doctor?
In what other scenario are you going to have another man shove his hand up your ass?
I mean,
I can think of so many.
We already established Anthony's a little freaky, so.
I just
put his finger up there. I'll be like, is that all?
I'm sure in that scenario, the doctor's heard a lot of jokes. Like, I want to think of a good one.
As long as you're not like John Mulaney, and when it comes out, you go, I'm sorry.
You have 10 years to figure it out, Zach. I've been waiting
for this moment for 10 years.
That should be your stand-up bit.
No.
What I'm going to say in my first prostate exam.
You're gonna build this up for 10 years. Doctor's going to stick his finger up your butt. And you're going to be like, are you going to dinner for take me out? Fuck!
Oh my god.
Thank you, listeners, once again for listening to another episode of Wet Dad Podcast. If you want more entertainment, or questionable entertainment as we like to call it, please check out our Patreon. Please give us money so we can buy more stuff for this podcast to bring you more questionable entertainment. Please also check out our email at wetdadpodcast@gmail.com. Please check out our Instagram where we post all the wonderful, wonderful content that we have of Zach and his selfies at Wet Dad Podcast.
Wet Dad Podcast is brought to you by Unwritten Content, which provides content marketing and copy editing. I help people and businesses who are experts in their field express their knowledge in a way that is entertaining and informative.
Wet Dad Podcast is also brought to you by Keep Left Recovery, a sober coach and sober companion and counseling service located on the west side of LA. Keep Left Recovery specializes in helping young people embrace recovery and helps them tell the stories they did not know they had inside.
Helps you assuage through life.
Maybe. I mean, we've had some interesting popular episodes. I'm just like, why is this one? Like,
we can go for another 10 minutes. They'll have to move my car and maybe get some decent content. I think we had a great first 45 minutes.
Yeah, I was so happy to hear about...
I think we did really well the first half hour. Then Zach and I bickered for like 15, 20 minutes.
That's where we need our topic.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the balding and ball stuff, I think, was a great ending. You don't think it was good content?
No, I do. I... All right, I'm done, guys.
Are we done?
Guess so.